There are two conflicting trends going on at once right now. On one hand, the Twitterverse and governmental establishment is gyrating from one policy by tweet crisis or one funding crisis or immigration crisis to another. And millions of lives hang in the balance each time. On the other hand, top CEOs and leaders are taking a step back from traditional strategies, embracing diversity and thoughtful innovation and social responsibility. So what's a company leader supposed to do each moment in this schizophrenic environment? Is the private sector taking over the reins of public responsibility? Can they do it better than government? Today, we're going to find out with one of the world's foremost strategic thinkers and communications experts who works with CEOs at some of the world's most renowned companies all over the globe. Welcome to Green Connections Radio, where we help you live green, work green, and earn green. I'm Joan Michelson. We are coming to you today from New York City, and we'd like to thank Mouth Media Network for inviting us to record here at their studios, powered by Sennheiser. You can visit mouthmedianetwork.com for all their podcasts, and we will be on their platform soon as well. So when should you pay rapt attention to your Twitter feed and post a response, or go to Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram? And when is it just a time drain? As I wrote in the Huffington Post recently, thoughtful strategic results take focus, concentration, and time. And yet, we live in this constantly distracted world with social media and emails and crises from one leap to another. So how do we generate meaningful results? I'd like you to meet Kasia Raterska. She's managing partner of McPherson Strategies, which they describe as a communications consultancy focused on the intersection of brands and social impact. Kasia joins us today by phone. Welcome to Green Connections Radio, Kasia, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Joan. Great to be here.
So let's start with the question I posed in my introduction. How do you counsel your clients to manage these two conflicting worlds that seem to be gyrating back and forth of, you know, social media versus thoughtful, focused progress and a government that is leaping from one crisis to another without sometimes rhyme or reason?
Sure. Now, it's a really good question, Joan, and I'm glad you're bringing it up because we are, with our clients, faced with the same question. And, you know, our point of view is really companies need to kind of, they need to stay focused on what they're doing, try their best to not be distracted by all that's going on social media, coming out of the White House and elsewhere, and really keep their nose down, working on the strategies and longer-term solutions when it comes to advancing social issues, right? I think it's a great challenge, but it's also a wonderful opportunity. Companies have long and more recently been interested in many ways to advance social change and bring progress to the communities and the stakeholders that they touch. And here's an opportunity where there's an opening, right? There's an opening for them to step up and play a role that perhaps government isn't right now, can't, or is just there's too much frenetic energy going on with and around the administration. And it's a great moment for corporate leaders, particularly those with the foresight and the commitment to social good, to play a big role.
So what it sounds like you're saying is that it's time for it's an opportunity for corporate leaders to take a stand and to be more involved in corporate social responsibility and take it more seriously today. Like the CEO of BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm, just announced they were overtly and directly telling their clients that they have to be more socially responsible.
Absolutely. I think CEOs are seeing it as an opportunity. They are, they see this as a moment in time where they can have actual impact, whereas in the past, perhaps they felt they could stay at the sidelines and let other institutions and perhaps, you know, parts of civic society take a role. Here's an opportunity where they also know that their customers, their investors to a certain degree, their audiences and stakeholders want them to act, right? I think we have Maybe 3/4 of all CEOs of the largest companies in the world know that corporate responsibility is no longer a nice to have, it's a must have. They want to operate in a responsible way because they know that their customers care about this, and customers make purchasing decisions, for example, based on some of the work that companies are doing with regard to environmental responsibility, social responsibility, and the like. So taking a stand right now is really important and an opportune time for corporate leaders to be part of.
Well, how do they know that their customers want this? I mean, what kind of research are they basing it on, and what impact does it really have? I mean, how are they measuring the, you say that their customers want them to act and want them to be more responsible, but how do they know that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. With the advent of social media and the transparency that we have into companies' activities, we see, you know, it's a two-way conversation now. It's no longer one way, and you know, the public is making itself and its views really well known, and companies more than ever are listening, be it through social or through market research or what have you, you know, also with more and more, you know, regular consumers are able to publish and create their own content and distribute it to the public, into the public sphere, and we are seeing both qualitative and quantitative data showing that people care and people want, and they're pressing on companies to act. You know, it used to be such that it was only the activist community that was demanding change and demanding progress and shifts in behavior by companies, usually large, but now large and small. And now it's no longer the activist community necessarily. It is your average citizen. And we also know from research that the younger generation, millennials, we hear millennials all the time, they are both in terms of being consumers and of product and customers for services provided. They want to and will make purchasing decisions based on the good that companies do. Equally important, I think, particularly as we think about the record low unemployment rates that we're seeing, companies have to really compete for, to find the best talent. So they need to be doing things that the best talent that is out there will come along and work with them, and they also need to think about employee retention because there is a risk of having your best-in-class talent leave for the competitor that's doing better, doing good in a meaningful way.
After the contentious and shocking 2016 presidential election in the U.S., you and Susan McPherson wrote a piece in Fast Company magazine saying that, quote, the business community has an immense opportunity to leverage its influence to tackle the ugliness and division that has come out of the shadows, unquote, via this election. Do you feel the same way? I mean, you've talked a little bit about corporate responsibility now, but specifically about bringing people together, is what this sounds like your piece in Fast Company talked about. You know, how do you feel things are now, and have they done that, or have things changed?
No, I think it's continuing to grow. I mean, whether it's, issues of racial inequality that we saw so come up in such an ugly way in Charlottesville, to issues of gender equality and the ugliness that has been exposed through the Me Too movement, right? We have companies that are inevitably coming up and coming out and taking a stand and saying no more, we're not going to do business in a place, in a community that is not going to be accepting and diverse in a way that, resonates with our values. I think that, the train has left the station, and no longer can corporate leaders, just like other notable, people in our community, people with platforms where they can engage large audiences, they understand the power that they can leverage, and they do. And they know that they can impact and advance social change in ways that the government, be it this administration or others, in the future, they have more sway. I mean, people are more committed to and loyal to brands than they are to, you know, the politics of the day. And I think that's a really tremendous opportunity, and it's only going to continue to grow.
That's a really interesting thought, isn't it? That people are more committed to brands than they are to a particular government official or a branch of government, so to speak, right? There's, in some ways, people trust those brands more than they do the government. That's
absolutely
an interesting statement,
isn't it? Think about it, right? These, in many ways, and of course, we're talking in this case, perhaps consumer brands, right? Consumer products and such. Mm-hmm. But also think about media and the content that people get. They're more committed and more loyal to those brands because they actually are in their living rooms and in their homes, and these are, you know, tangible things that people can touch and feel and see every day. You can, you know, easily, or I think people are more likely to turn off and shut out the noise that is coming in through, the news outlets and the vitriol that is constantly being flung across today's kind of media atmosphere. So I think that people do absolutely look to their brands and corporate leadership for direction and guidance.
Well, what's interesting about what you're saying is that, yes, the C-suite needs to take more responsibility and is, and yet we find consistently that there are corporate responsibility itself as a category is not really given the role of being integrated into strategy the way it should be.
Yeah,
they don't have a budget. The corporate sustainability officer and the corporate responsibility officer do not have a P&L. They don't have a budget. They have to work entirely through influence management. So on one hand, we're saying, yeah, this is important and they value it and they're acting on it. On the other hand, follow the money.
Yes and no. I mean, we're seeing with our clients that's changing. I think there is an understanding and appreciation and a shift as a result to move the kind of CSR practice from being a silo, kind of getting budget as an afterthought perhaps, and into the C-suite proper. I think, you know, reputational risks are too damaging and costly for a company, so they recognize that they need to be front and center and top of mind for the top, you know, leadership of a company. It's no longer what it was 10, 15, dare say even 20 years ago. Corporate responsibility and brand reputation is top of mind for forward-thinking leaders. And then those who are, you know, not doing as much, I think, will probably pay a price in the end. And I wouldn't say that corporations must do. I don't think there needs to be that kind of obligation. I just think it's something that is smart to do. And again, you know, we're seeing more and more, just as Larry Fink has done in the last couple, last couple of days, really kind of taking a stand and saying, you all have a role to play and that you can play that will ultimately benefit you and the communities in which you work and the people that you serve to operate with and for a greater purpose.
Boy, there's a whole lot we could talk about there, isn't there? So one quick sort of practical question, and then I want to ask you a couple of sort of career-ish and new questions, and then before I let you go, I want to get practical for a minute because you're a communications consultant. I want to talk about the Twitterverse for a minute. So how do you counsel your clients to spend their time? How do you suggest that they spend time with social media? I mean, most of these are big companies that have a social media dedicated team, right? But what do you suggest to an executive about how much of this to follow and how much of it not to follow and how much of it to respond to and not to respond to?
Sure. No, that's a really great question. I think we're figuring out how to do that every day, right, with the endless changes in how conversations kind of come about and continue and become viral, right, and online and on Twitter. I think that, You know, I think that it is always smart to be disciplined. I think it's always important to, you know, for brand managers, marketers, communicators, and members of the C-suite to understand what's going on, what the conversation is, but to not be so reactive without considering implications, right? And when something big happens, it's not necessarily a great idea to have a knee-jerk reaction through Twitter. There are many other, you know, means by which leaders can communicate and should communicate. I think that we certainly counsel our clients to be aware, to follow, to be engaged as a, you know, as an audience member, and participate in conversation and interject when and if appropriate, because there are times when it's really not up to members of the private sector to get involved.
So it's like where you can make a difference, I guess, is kind of what you're saying, and or where it's going to affect your brand directly.
Absolutely. Yeah, where you can make a difference, I think that's key. And, you know, social media is just one tool. I think real impact is driven from within a corporation. It's part of the corporate, you know, the DNA, and it's about action and not just words. I think Twitter can certainly be leveraged for good, you know, in certain scenarios, but more than anything, having kind of substantive engagement, programming, infrastructure in communities where you are making, you know, actual change that is measurable, and where you can report on that progress, that's more important. You know, it's kind of show, don't tell. That's kind of the way that we approach the work. We work with clients who, you know, are really, you know, have skin in the game, care about the end result, and aren't oftentimes interested in kind of, you know, yelling from the rafters what they're doing. It's more about making measurable gains, advancing the goals that they have in mind, and then having those stories speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And being focused about it and knowing that some of these things take time. So let me ask you one question about you, because I know we're short on time here, and that's kind of an advice question for people too. You know, one of the primary areas, especially now, of corporate responsibility is women in senior management and getting more women in senior management, increasing diversity. So what do you think employers can and should do better to retain and promote more women, particularly from middle management? I'm not talking about hiring more women at entry level. I'm talking about this logjam from middle management up.
Sure. I think that mentorship, mentoring is really important, and giving the time and space for the women who are real, you know, the real pioneers and trailblazers in the corporate universe, right, to giving them the time to be able to work with the promising, let's say, younger generation within a in their environment to follow in their footsteps, right? I think that oftentimes, you know, folks are focused so much on the business critical work and getting the job done and the numbers right each and every day that we forget about kind of the longer term, bigger picture. And if we could carve out time, and I think this is both for men and women, right? If we can have a bit more commitment to an employee engagement and advancement, I think that could go a really a long way.
Cool. Thank you so much. So you and I could talk for a very long time, but I know that you're short on time, so I'm going to respect that completely. So thank you so much for joining us today on Green Connections Radio, Kasia Raterska, of Managing Partner of McPherson Strategies. So what did you hear Kasia say? How do you manage your social media time and decide when it makes sense to respond to a post? Tweet it to us at Joan Michelson or post it on our Facebook page and like the page while you're there and ask to join our new private Facebook group or email it to us at info@greenconnectionsradio.com. And you can also leave it on iTunes with your review. I'm Joan Michelson. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Hi, my name is David Goldberg, president of Edge Studio, a voiceover company. We oversee professional narrators and voice actors for sales videos, training videos, telephone pre-recorded systems, commercials, web videos, and all applications requiring voiceover. And in fact, for over 20 years and in over 100 languages, we have been considered the most trusted and the friendliest leader in the voiceover industry. We're a green company with efforts towards sustainability at all of our studio locations. EdgeStudio.com. Sound people who are happy to help.